Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brittany. May I please have the first and last name?
Hi, Brittany. First name is Lydia, L-Y-D-I-A. Last name is Fant, F like farmer, A-N-T.
All right, thank you. All right, could you hold for one moment, please?
Sure.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. Can you verify your address, please?
24 Hackberry Lane, number A, Houston, Texas, 77027.
Thank you. All righty. It'll be 1 second, okay?
Okay.
All right, so locating the account here for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure Omega 3 Fish Oil. It shows you get 6 boxes every 6 months. How can I assist you today?
Okay. Well, I had called a couple of months ago and put a hold on this. So I just saw an email saying that it's already being shipped out. So I need that to stop. So, because we're just not taking it, we're taking some other things right now. We are still taking it. We still want to receive it, but I will call you when I'm ready for my next order. Can I do that?
Let's see here.
Do you see a record of me calling? I spoke to a gentleman. It's now. I think it's been a couple of months.
Let's see. I don't see where you hold on.
Yeah. The problem is that, you know, I guess if we're on the phone, I don't get a record of any kind of confirmation that I can send you back to.
Yes, I don't see where you've called in at to extend it out or anything, but could you hold for one moment, please?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. All right, ma'am, thank you for holding for me. So, let's see. So, I was looking here, and, you know, it's good for the brain, the heart, and arthritis pain.
Now, I get all that, but I don't want it or need it right now.
Okay.
And we'll, you know, continue to order it in the future, but my husband just walked in. He remembers me talking to someone, too. So I definitely called in a couple, 2-3 months ago.
Yes, yeah, so what I can do for you is do a 50% refund and let you still receive it.
She said all she can do right now is bill a 50% refund and still receive it. Yeah, I mean, we've got it stocked up in the pantry right now.
To the ceiling. But that's all she can do. It's already gone, huh?
It's already gone, is that right?
No, ma'am, it hasn't. No, ma'am, it's still pending to be filled. But I was just offering you a 50% refund, and you could still receive it. But if not, I can speak with my manager and see what I can do for you.
Honey, I think we ought to just go ahead and get the 50%. Yes, let's go ahead and get the 50%. It's good for a while, right?
Yeah, it's good up to a year.
Up to a year. All right. Go ahead and send it. Okay. And with the 50% refund, please.
Yes, ma'am. It'll just be one moment.
Oh, and please, can you take us off this automated thing? Because I don't want this to happen again in 6 months. Because we'll have enough now for a while.
2 years.
He says 2 years, maybe.
All right.
What's your name? Your name is and Brittany. I'm going to get you to email me so I can put, keep this. So if this happens again, I've got a confirmation number of all this. Will that be possible? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Could you hold while I process the refund, please?
Yes, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Thank you. I better go downstairs and start taking it like crazy.
Like crazy. All right,
where are you going? Okay, make sure you look in the office. Drawers,
yeah.
Desk.
Yeah.
Call me.
Yeah.
I'm still here, okay, ma'am? I'm speaking with my manager, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for holding. I'm still here, okay, ma'am?
Yes, thank you, Brittany. Thanks for letting me know.
All right, thank you for holding.
Uh-huh.
All right, ma'am, so thank you for holding. So I did speak with my manager, and I did give you a little bit of a mix-up story here, and I do apologize, but you do have other options. You can still receive it and do a 50% refund, since that's what I've already told you, or I can cancel this shipment, and I can push it out for maybe 6 more months from today.
I think
it hasn't been sent out.
That's the better option. Let's go with that, because we really don't want it, even at 50%. So if you can stop this one and push it out 6 months, so that is 6 months. This is May. That would be November.
Yes, I see. This is what, May? Yeah, it'll be November the 1st.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's please do that. That's a better. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
I do apologize about that. That's why I asked my manager, because what I was telling you, it didn't sound right to me, so that's why I placed you on hold and asked her, because I'm still learning everything. So.
Oh, no, that's, you know what? That's the thing you're supposed to do, is when you don't know, you ask. So that's exactly right. I hope your manager appreciates that, because some people just pretend they know what they're talking about, you know, and they don't.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm the first one to admit, if I don't know what I'm talking about, I'll ask to place you on hold, and then I'll go ask my manager, because I don't like giving false information out.
Well, I think that's a really good customer service way to be, and mature of you as well.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. All right, and you said November?
Well, that's 6 months, so yeah,
yes,
let's do November.
Okay.
Because we do like it. It's just that we've got just a variety of things in life coming up right now. Surgeries, other things they want us to take, that this and that. So we're just, you know, following doctor's orders at the moment. But it's a good product.
Yeah, so it shows that your next order won't be until December.
Okay, even better. If I need it sooner, I'll call you.
Okay. Let's see here. Let's make sure I have all of this correct for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yes, I have it until December the 28th is when your next shipment will be done, because I skipped August shipment for you and it went to December.
Okay. December.
The 28th.
28th. Okay. Wonderful. I appreciate that. Any way that you can send that to me in an email?
Yes, ma'am. You'll receive it. I can have an email sent to you verifying that your next order won't come out until the 28th of December, and
okay,
also that we've canceled this shipment here.
Okay, Brittany. That,
and you'll also get that refund back of $150.
Oh, well, yes, that would be great. Okay, wonderful. And that'll all come in an email pretty soon.
Yes, ma'am. I do say to allow 24 to 48 hours to get that email, because my manager will have to go in and do it. Will have to go in and manually do it.
I got it. Okay. Okay, wonderful. Well, I appreciate your help with all of this.
You're welcome. And also, we do have some vitamin D3, which is sunshine and ball, to help support healthy bones. Would you like to take advantage of a one-time shipment today for $15.95?
You know, I think we're kind of full up on vitamin D also. But,
okay.
Yeah, is it the vitamin D3?
Yes, it has calcium in it.
Okay, yeah, I don't know about the calcium part. Let me think about that and see what my doctors say. They kind of like what I'm currently taking, and I don't think mine has calcium in it, and calcium sometimes upsets me. So, okay, well, thank you, Brittany.
You're welcome, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not today, but you've been very, very helpful. Thank you. And
I'll just
be looking for the email in the next, you know, day or two.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.